From Spark and Anvil and ChanceForge, this is Flipside, the other outcome counter, in Chapter 1 of the ChanceForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Flipside was a small flounder with two faces, and she had learned that the hardest questions get easy the moment you turn them over. She lived in a shallow tray of water in the corner of the ChanceForge workshop, and she had a habit of flipping, light side up, then dark side up, then back, whenever she was thinking. To flip side, every chance had two sides, the chance a thing happens and the chance it doesn't. And those two sides, she knew, always added up to exactly one whole. A young newt named Dap brought her a tricky question. "If I roll a die three times," Dap said, "what's the chance I get at least 1/6? I tried listing all the ways, and there are so many. 1/6, 2/6, a 6 on the first roll, a 6 on the last. I got completely lost." "Then stop counting the sixes," Flipside said, flipping calmly to her dark side. "Count the other side instead. What's the chance you get no sixes at all? That's much simpler. Just three rolls that each miss. Find that, and then," she flipped to her light side, "subtract it from one whole. Whatever's left over is your at least 1/6. The hard side and the easy side always add to one. So count the easy side and flip." Dap's eyes went wide. "You didn't solve my question. You solved the opposite one." "The opposite one was hiding the answer the whole time," Flipside said.
Flipside had been turning problems over since she was a fry. She'd grown up on a busy reef where the older fish fretted constantly about danger. What's the chance a shark comes? What's the chance the current pulls us out? They try to count every single bad thing that could happen, and they tie themselves in knots because the bad things were endless and tangled. One day, her father, exhausted from worrying, flipped onto his other side in the sand, and little Flipside had a thought that changed everything. "Don't count all the scary things," she said. "Count the safe thing. There's really only one safe outcome. Nothing bad happens, and it's easy to think about. Find how likely that is. Then everything else, all the tangled scary stuff put together, is just one whole minus the safe part." Her father stared at her. It was so much simpler. Instead of chasing 100 bad outcomes, you found the one clean outcome on the other side and subtracted. The whole reef's worry, she realized, came from always counting the hard side. She felt a small thrill the first time it worked, the feeling of a heavy, tangled problem suddenly going light in her fins just because she turned it over. When she was grown, Flipside settled into the ChanceForge workshop because she'd heard it valued a clever turn. The old tortoise keeper asked her, "What is the compliment?" Flipside flipped neatly from one side to the other. "The compliment is the other side of a chance," she said. "If something has a chance of happening, then not happening has its own chance, and the two always add up to one whole. Nothing falls outside them. So when it happens is a tangled mess to count, I find it doesn't happen instead, which is usually simple, and subtract it from one. The hard side and the easy side are two halves of the same whole. You only ever have to count the easy one." "And at least one?" the tortoise asked. "My favorite," Flipside said. "At least one is always a tangle to count directly, but its other side, not even one, none at all, is clean and simple. Count none, flip it, done." The tortoise's eyes crinkled. A welcome way of seeing.
Flipside's favorite thing was lifting a worry off a kid by turning it over. A glum tadpole named Pim came to her. "There's a big talent show," Pim said, "with so many acts, and I keep trying to figure out the chance that something goes wrong somewhere in the whole night. A missed note, a dropped prop, a forgotten line, anything. And there are a million ways it could happen, and I can't stop listing them, and I feel sick." "Oh, Pim," Flipside said gently, flipping to her calm dark side. You're counting the hard side. A million ways for something to go wrong. Of course that's overwhelming. So turn it over. There's only one way for the night to go perfectly. Everything goes right. Just one clean picture. How likely is that one? Pim thought. Pretty likely, honestly. Everyone's practiced a lot. Then that's your answer in waiting, Flipside said, flipping to her light side. One hole minus the one happy picture is the chance something slips. And since the happy picture is big, the slip chance is small. You were drowning in a million worries when really there was just one calm outcome to weigh and a small leftover. She settled in the water. The tangle was never the truth. It was just the side you happened to be looking at. Pim let out a long breath. I turned it over and it got small. Most monsters do, Flipside said, once you see their other side.
Later, when the workshop lamps dimmed and the water in her tray went still, Flipside floated quietly, flipping now and then out of pure habit. Dap came back. Can I ask you something? Doesn't it ever feel strange always thinking about the thing that won't happen instead of the thing that will? Flipside settled flat for a moment. It used to feel like a trick, she said. Backwards, wrong way round. But it stopped feeling that way when I understood why it works. She flipped slowly, light to dark. It works because nothing is ever left out. The thing that happens and the thing that doesn't. Together, they're the whole of it, one complete circle, with no scary leftover hiding outside. That's the part that calms me. Whatever comes, it'll be one of a complete set. There's no secret outcome lurking past the edge. She looked up through the still water at the workshop ceiling. Light side and dark side both accounted for, the whole adding gently to one. And as Dap settled by her tray for the night, Flipside felt the deep, even comfort she always felt at the end of the day. Not from knowing how things would turn out, but from knowing that the good and the bad together made one complete whole. Nothing missing, nothing extra. The entire circle held safely in her two small sides.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Flipside, the other outcome counter. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.